Areas of light snow taper off early. Temperatures push into the teens today. We slip slightly below zero in the single digits tonight. Low 20s, bright sun tomorrow. Sunshine over the weekend, slightly warmer. 20s return on Saturday. 30s back in fashion by Sunday. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 8 degrees.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. I'm Rick Everett. Health officials have confirmed one case of mumps at the University of Kansas and are investigating 9 other suspected cases since mid-December. The Lawrence Douglas County Health Department announced the findings yesterday. Mary Beverly, the department's director of epidemiology, says it's not clear where the cases were contracted. Some likely spread before the university's winter break on December 16th. The first day for spring classes is January 17th. A group representing electronic cigarette retailers in Kansas fighting to prevent the state revenue department from enforcing a new tax on vaping fluids. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the Kansas Vapors Association argued during a legislative committee meeting on Tuesday that the bill imposing the new tax on e-cigarettes was drafted poorly. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot, and it's the perfect time to get a handle on clutter. Get an HDX 27-gallon storage tote, a special buy, at just $8.97. You'll save $3. Tough, stackable, and they hold up to 750 pounds. Put clutter in its place and keep money in your pocket. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2-for-$4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Freshman Congressman Roger Marshall dishing out some discipline after his 17-year-old son pulled a dance move resembling a sneeze during a photo shoot with House Speaker Paul Ryan after the House swearing-in ceremony in Washington. U.S. Representative Roger Marshall tweeted, quote, "He's grounded." During the photo shoot Tuesday, Cal Marshall held the Bible with his father and Paul Ryan. As the photographer prepared to take photos, the son raised one arm in the move, popularized by sports celebrities known as dabbing, hiding his face as if he was about to sneeze. Ryan asked if Cal was okay. As the teen began laughing, Marshall said, quote, "He's sneezing." Sears and Kmart announcing yesterday that they will be closing several stores nationwide by April. The report says the company will close 108 Kmart stores and 42 Sears stores nationwide. The Kansas stores include the Sears in Salina and the Kmart in Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. A Nebraska man who has been in prison for more than 39 years could now have a chance at parole after being resentenced. The Grand Island Independent reports that Bernard Schaefer was sentenced Tuesday to 70 to 90 years in prison for first-degree murder. The 56-year-old had previously been sentenced to life in prison for the 1977 killing of Donald Beery Jr. of Grand Island. A former Council Bluffs candidate for mayor has been charged with stealing vending machines in Nebraska. Online court records say Matthew Hartfield has pleaded not guilty to a dozen misdemeanor counts of theft. His trial is set to begin January 31st in Omaha. The Daily Nonpareil reports that Hartfield ran for mayor back in 2009 and was beaten by incumbent Tom Hannafin. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board recently held a special session to engage the board in thinking about priorities for funding after the end of the bond project work is completed. The project is currently under budget, and there may be money left over for additional work or improvements. If there is money left over after the bond work is completed, they will have additional community meetings to discuss options and get feedback from the public. The board will talk more about the exercise in January and February after the bid opening for Phase 2 of the junior-senior high project. It's anticipated community meetings would be held in the late spring or early fall 2017 after bids have been opened and the projects are progressing. Due to a house fire Tuesday in Frankfort, the Lamb family lost their home and all their belongings. The family of six includes four kids ages 5 through 11. A donation drive for clothing and household items is being spearheaded at Frankfort City Hall. The mother wears large size tops, 14 size pants, shoes size 8.5. The father, double extra large size, 40 by 36 pants and size 11 shoes. A girl age 11 wears size 14, 16 and size 6 shoes. A boy age 10 wears size 10, 12 and size 6 shoes. A boy age 8 wears size 7, 8, shoes 1.5, and a girl age 5 wears size 5, 6, with shoes 12.5. Any clothing or household items in good repair are to be dropped off to Frankfort City Hall, open daily from 8 to 5. Cash contributions toward the family can also be left. And a GoFundMe site has been established on Facebook for the family as well. Bernie Krug, age 72, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. He was the former mayor of Marysville. Services for Bernie Krug are Thursday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, Burial St. Gregory Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bernie Krug. Jeanette Hansen, age 96, of Marysville, passed away December 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Have rosaries planned Friday at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Hansen. Wayne John Hildebrandt, age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Hildebrandt. Dolores A. Schmidt-Pujala, age 68, of Steiner, passed away January 2nd. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5. Family will greet friends Friday from 3 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Pujala. Mary Detke, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley's Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley's and Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Detke. Harla Sue Holland Dick, age 73, of Axtell, passed away January 1st. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30, at the Northridge Church in Seneca. Interment in the Baileyville Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8, at the church. Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha in charge of arrangements for Arliss Dick. Mervyn Voley, age 48, of Marysville, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5:30 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mervyn Voley. Edna C. Rodehorst, age 96, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edna Rodehorst. We have these school postponements. Valley Heights USD 498 will run 1 hour late today. 2 hour late start at Diller Odell and Southern High Schools, or Southern Schools. 2 hour delay at Onega USD 322, and a 2 hour delay at Blue Valley USD 384. Again, a 1 hour late start at Valley Heights, 2 hour late starts at Diller Odell and Southern today. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu, taco burger, Mexican rice, lettuce and tomato, applesauce, and cinnamon coffee cake. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, a roll, Capri blend, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Windchill advisories continue from Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, across North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan today. Windchills between 10, 40 below in some spots. Some snow sweeping east across sections of eastern Kansas, Missouri, downstate Illinois, into the Ohio, Tennessee Valley. Winter storm watches out as far south as Georgia, South Carolina, high terrain, and the high terrain of the Gulf Coastal states for today. Good 1 to 5 inch snowfall sweeping through that section of the country, moving east by tomorrow. Another winter storm out west, already dumping heavy snow across the Rockies. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Areas of light snow taper off early. Temperatures push into the teens today. We slip slightly below zero in the single digits tonight. Low 20s, bright sun tomorrow. Sunshine over the weekend, slightly warmer. 20s return on Saturday. 30s back in fashion by Sunday.
10 degrees this morning in Marysville. Average high temperature early January, 39. The average low, 20. Winds are light. It's 10 degrees. We received just short of 2 inches of snow last evening in Marysville. It's a light snow, but will snowpack. Be careful as slick spots and snowpacked areas become a bit treacherous. Again, the school postponements we have. USD 498 Valley Heights running an hour late. Diller Odell and Southern Schools will start 2 hours late today. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Nova dimmed in Indianapolis. Golden State wins and the Bulls drop the Cavs. Hi, everybody. Todd Ent reporting on sports. The top-ranked team in college basketball begins the new year with its first loss of the season.
1 second left. Down goes Villanova. 66-58. The Bulldogs take down the top team in the land.
On Learfield, 18th-ranked Butler snaps Villanova's 20-game win streak in Indianapolis. NBA in Oakland, the Warriors held off the pesky Trailblazers.
Durant tipped it back to Iguodala. 5 on the clock, 1 dribble, back to Durant, loads up a three. Got it, and he got fouled! And that could not have worked out any better.
On 95-7, the game, Golden State 125, Portland 117, and the Bulls take advantage of the depleted Cavaliers.
Butler crossing over right side, three, got it! Jimmy Butler from downtown.
On WLS, Chicago tops the Cavs 106-94. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love did not play. Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett will be back for his senior season. In New York, the Knicks got a taste of the Greek freak.
Giannis into the lane. Giannis spinning. Fading shot. Up. Good for Giannis at the buzzer. Bucks win it.
On WTMJ, Antetokounmpo and the Red Hot Bucks beat the Knicks 105-104. In Sacramento, a big game for Miami's Tyler Johnson.
Johnson drives left, then backpedals, loses the ball, grabs it back, loses it a second time, grabs it back, challenged by Barnes, forces an ugly shot, but he scored it.
On KHTK, Johnson's 23 pushed the Heat past the Kings 107-102. Back to college hoops, 8th-ranked Duke defeated Georgia Tech 100-57, and Grayson Allen's return from a one-game suspension. Coach Mike Krzyzewski on what's ahead for his star player.
There are things behind the scenes that we're doing, and I think it's appropriate what we've done.
And the top 25 losers, 23rd-ranked Notre Dame defeated number 9 Louisville 77-70. Pittsburgh bested 11th-ranked Virginia in OT 88-76. And NC State dominated 21st-ranked Virginia Tech 104-78. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
New year, new you, new menu. That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As President-elect Donald Trump thins his list of major nominations to make before he takes office later in the month, the agriculture industry getting restless while waiting for his pick to lead USDA. There's been a flurry of meetings and rumors since his election back in November, but the industry continues to wait. Now, a nomination was expected this week and was thought to be former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, but that gave way to former California Lieutenant Governor Abel Maldonado. The Trump transition team has said Trump continues to meet with highly qualified candidates. Former Ag Secretary John Block says it best in saying it's very risky to think you know anything because you don't. Now, Jerry Hagstrom of the Hagstrom Report wrote in National Journal this week that the damage has already been done, citing lobbyists who say Ag is going to start saying that Trump doesn't care about us. It's believed this will be the longest wait for a USDA secretary nomination by an incoming president since Henry Wallace was nominated by Franklin D. Roosevelt in March of 1933, that according to the U.S. Senate historical book. While the nomination cannot come until after Trump is sworn in, most president-elects have announced who the nominee will be well before Inauguration Day. Well, it seems like we know where outgoing Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will land. He's expected to become the next president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Vilsack has yet to confirm those plans, but a source familiar with the intentions said he will take the place of Tom Suber, who retired at the end of the year from the council. The U.S. Dairy Export Council, funded by checkoff revenue to track and promote U.S. dairy products, Vilsack says that until he leaves his post at USDA, he is focused on the current job with several items to get across the finish line. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. President-elect Donald Trump is putting his more protectionist stamp on the incoming administration, tapping key trade players for U.S. Trade Representative and other agencies opposed to pure free trade policies. Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer served as a deputy trade representative in the Reagan years and went on to lobby for U.S. steel firms, pressing for punitive measures against foreign steel. Former USDA trade chief in the Clinton administration, Paul Drazek, says Lighthizer is viewed as a forceful personality and one who could centralize the trade function at USTR, that Trump and other appointments to his commerce and new trade councils could be complementary toward.
With Lighthizer, you know, I think maybe there's a chance that USTR will be able to continue to play a central role and maybe the central role in determining U.S. trade policy. Although he is a steel guy and, you know, he's worked on steel. He worked on steel issues when he was in the Reagan administration.
Drazek says more of that could cause some red flags for agriculture.
Actions might be taken that would be contrary to international rules that we helped to write, that would restrict imports and prompt other countries to restrict our exports to them. With respect to steel, I keep asking myself, you know, if we restrict imports and the price of steel goes up, then the price of manufactured products also go up, including farm implements.
Drazek says he does agree with going after unfair trade. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
You see them on landscaping jobs, construction sites, farms, and ranches. One brand that everyone knows and trusts. Bobcat Compact Equipment. Now you can get four-digit price cuts on many different models of slightly used Bobcat skid steer loaders from White Star Machinery during the big sale through January 6th. These are all like-new pre-owned units that are loaded, not stripped. What's that mean to you? Savings of thousands of dollars off retail prices on Bobcat skid steer loaders. Low hours, low wear and tear, low, low price for a like-new machine. Right now, get a bucket, forks, and delivery for free. So cross it off your bucket list. Unrivaled Bobcat equipment can be yours for a price that's sure to make you say... Check them out on White Star's website and click on the Big Sale button to see all of the Big Sale machines with detailed info and pictures. See White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, and Garden City.
White Star, get the job done.
Visit WhiteStarMachinery.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate, is agriculture. The Chinese in 2016 were on a buying spree of American soybeans, much to the surprise of many analysts. But what do they do with all those beans? More about that after this.
Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com. Rely on Power Service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add Diesel Fuel Supplement Plus Cetane Boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at PowerService.com. Get Power Service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
It was a big surprise in 2016 that China went on a buying spree of U.S. soybeans. The analysts had expected it to go the other way, but perhaps the uncertainty of a Trump administration and the possibility of a trade war made the Chinese decide that they should front load for protection in the event that there is some sort of trade bump. Rich Feltus is with R.J. O'Brien, a longtime commodity market analyst there. What do the Chinese do with all of those soybeans?
Well, it's primarily for the protein. The meal portion, the largest portion, is going right into their livestock rations, primarily hogs, and secondarily poultry, a little bit into dairy. And the oil that comes out of it is used for human consumption. It's an edible oil, goes into their many food products, salad oils, margarine, and so forth. So, and not only are they crushing for soybean oil, but they are huge importers of palm oil, of sunflower oil, of rapeseed oil. They are a huge edible oil user. Oil is the lowest price form of protein, much cheaper than meat or chicken protein. And so they know that, and it's a primary demand for them. Whatever happens in China trade relationships, you can be sure they're going to continue to be massive importers of all the edible oils.
Taking a look at Europe and the beef market there, the U.S. Trade Representative indicated that the administration would go after Europe again to get U.S. beef with hormones that have been banned in Europe accepted there. What do you think?
Well, I don't think so. That is just such a long-running, ongoing negotiation. What I hear from our Washington sources, there aren't any imminent breakthroughs. And I will see what the new trade office chief, how their approach to Europe and their still too high agricultural import tariffs result, how that all that unfolds for the U.S. Beef is just one component of it. But I think the larger issues for the beef market will continue to be our cattle numbers, our productivity, the kind of winter that we have and weight gain efficiencies, and also the ever more important export channels that we have on beef to Mexico and to the ever-growing Asian export markets.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 1,800 to 2,000 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignments include 15 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 10 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 650, 25 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 28 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 6, 21 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, another lot of 40, 60 black steers and heifers weighing 550 to 7, 8 black heifers weighing in at 6 to 650, 25 black steers 6 to 7, 21 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7, 50 weighing 6 to 750, a lot of 60 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, plus another lot of 25, 115 Charlie and black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 850, 21 black steers and heifers 6 to 850, another 70 weighing in at 650 to 7, 135 Charlie steers and heifers 650 to 850, 5 black steers weighing 650 to 7, 215 black steers and heifers 650 to 8, 12 black steers 650 to 8, 60 black steers and heifers 650 to 9, 38 black steers 8 to 8 and a quarter, 60 black steers and heifers 7 to 750, 27 black and white faced steers 7 to 750, 35 black steers and heifers 7 to 8, 160 black steers 7 to 850, 19 black heifers 7 to 850, 70 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 9, plus another 45, 15 black steers 7 to 9, 68 weighing 750 to 8, 15 black steers weighing 8 to 850, another 40 weighing 8 to 850, 64 black steers 825 to 850, and 16 black steers and heifers 850 to 950. Those early consignments expect